FDR admits conflict of interest between urban and rural labor, and he chooses Labor Day of 1936 to tell workers that the nation's investment in saving its farms and its farmers is a task for all Americans.
My friends, I have been on a journey of husbandry. I went primarily to see at first hand conditions in the drought state, to see how effectively federal and local authorities are taking care of pressing problems of relief, and also how they are to work together to defend the people of this country against the effects of future drought. I saw drought devastation in 9 states. I talked with families who had lost their wheat crop, lost their corn crop, lost their livestock, lost the water in their well, lost their garden, and come through to the end of the summer without $1 of cash resources, facing the winter without feed or food, facing a planting season without seed to put in the ground. I saw cattlemen who, because of lack of grass or lack of winter feed, have been compelled to sell all but their breeding stock and will need help to carry even these through the coming winter. I saw livestock kept alive only because water had been brought to them long distances in tank cars. I saw other farm families who have not lost everything, but who, because they have made only partial crops, must have some form of help if they are to continue farming next spring. It was their father's task to make homes. It is their task to keep these homes. And it is our task to help them win their fight. First, let me talk for a minute about this autumn and the coming winter. We have the option, in the case of families who need actual subsistence, of putting them on the dole or putting them to work. They do not want to go on the dole, and they are 1,000% right. Beginning in 1934, when we also had a serious drought condition, the state and federal governments cooperated in planning a large number of projects. In accordance with that program, for example, literally thousands of ponds or small reservoirs have been built in order to supply water for stock and to lift the level of the underground water to protect wells from going dry. Thousands of wells have been drilled or deepened. Community lakes have been created, and irrigation projects are being pushed. Spending like this is not waste. It would spell future waste if we did not spend for such things now. These emergency work projects provide money to buy food and clothing for the winter. They keep the livestock on the farm. They provide seed for a new crop. And best of all, they will conserve soil and water in the future in those areas that are most frequently hit by drought. Worth our while, as a nation, to spend money in order to save money. It will conserve and improve not only property values, but human values. The people in the drought area do not want to be dependent on federal or state or any other kind of charity. They want for themselves and their families an opportunity to fare fairly by their own efforts in the progress of America.